Okay, we're recording now. Okay, so we're on Yud Dalet Amud Beis by the third Mishnah. So continuing with sending presents, and this Mishnah is going according to Beis Hillel, and we learned according to Beis Hillel, when you send a present, it has to be usable on Yom Tov. So Mishalchin Kalim, you can send Kalim. Kalim over here means clothes. Bein Tefurim, whether they're pre-sown, even if it's just like a piece of material.
That's very useful.
Well, yeah, we're going to speak about it. But afal pi sheyesh ben kalayim, and even though they got kalayim in them, that's going to be even more. Okay, so the Gemara is going to discuss this. Vehein letzorach amoid, but it has to be there's a tzorach amoid in them. However, you cannot send aval lo sandal masuma. Sandal masuma is the famous nailed sandal which people who died from in a. Because of it, so we're on Shabbos. Well, we maybe mentioned in Chagiga, Chananya ben Akavya, who makes the Gezeira Asu Ma'ura. So, v'lo minel she'enu tofor, you also can't send a shoe that was not sewn because that's useless. And Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, aflo minel lovon, and he says you can't even send, white shoes, unless they were to kill, maybe. Kill maybe wear white shoes because most people don't wear white shoes because you need an uman, you need someone to blacken them for you.
I thought you were saying sorry uman because he's an uman.
Zeklal, many levels is connected to you. Zeklal, this is the general rule. Kol shenoisin, anything that you noisin. So Rashi says over here, explains noisin means miskashtin. You beautify. Yes, it's not just women. Men are allowed to beautify themselves. Bo b'yom tov. Mishalchin oiso, you can send it. Okay. So now here, this we're going to bishlama. We understand tefurin. Quoting the Mishnah, pre-sewn clothes. We understand. Yeah, you can send them. Chazal malbush, you can wear them. Quoting the Mishnah, she'inim tefurin. If they're not sewn, namu chazal chisui, you can use them to as a blanket. Yeah, ella kalayim, but beg it, begadam kalayim, right? Lamai chazu. What can you use these for? You can't wear them. They're useless. Can't send them on Yom Tov. Does the Gemara? The chitzeim. If you want to suggest chazal lemei machtutei, you can fold them up underneath you. You can use it as like a mattress or something. Vatanya. We go to Bryce and says, Lo ya'ale alecha. Strictly speaking, the Torah says you shouldn't place them upon you. Yeah? Haval, from the Torah level, atah yochol ha'tziyot tachtecho, you could place them underneath you. Haval, Amru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, Oso laso is kain, a person should not do that, he should not put them underneath him. Why? Because Shema, perhaps, tichroch, that will become bound around him, lo nima, a thread of kalayim. So Rashi explains two explanations. Either it means a thick thread, and it's going to heat him up, or it's going to be a thin thread, and it's like a continuation of the actual baguette, and it's going to be a problem. I'll bestow it upon him. So we know, isn't this the Rabbanon to sit on Kilayim? So it can't be for that either. Oh, so v'chidzeim, so I got an answer. Yeah, you want to say, demafsik midi, beini beini. Ah, so you put some nice, good polyester, between you and the shatners. Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul, I'm a Rebbe. Well, that's a lot. Yeah, Mishum Kala Kadisha, because of the holy Kehila in Yerushalayim. A feel of Esamatzoi, the Mam is so holy, they don't want to get anywhere near that Kelayim. Even 10 mats or mattresses, Zual Gavi Zu, upon one of another, and climb tachteyem, and there's climb underneath them, also Lishon Aleyem. You can't lie on them. Mishum Shinema, Lo Yale Alecha, she shouldn't put it upon you. So which that kind of bothered me that we should put it upon you, should be underneath you. So some people actually take that out. Some people not goris this. If you look at Oz Bays over there, some people don't worry that. But anyway, you can't even put it underneath you, even if you got a hefsek, you can't do that. So we're still with no usage for this piece of kalayim material. So Ella Tos, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a vilon. As behind me, this is like similar, labzil, whatever. The vilon, Yeah, it's something vertical. Yeah, and it's used to separate. You know, we put it on the Aron Kodesh, you put it in between the, you know, in between a doorway or something like that. Oh, we can't say that. Why? Vama'ula. Mitne ma omru. Why did they say vilon is tome? A vilon is tome. Tome here means it has the potential to mekabel tuma. Yeah, why is it tome? Because it's like part of the building. It's a fixture. It's like a curtain from IKEA. Right? That's not mekabel tuma. Yeah, it's connected. Yeah? Mitne shamash mischamim kenegdoi. Because the shamash, whilst he's waiting around on a cold winter day, yeah, he sometimes wraps it around him to heat up. And he's using it. So therefore, it's considered like a kli, it's not considered part of the house, and therefore it's a makabal tumah, and it's some kind of garment over here. So you can't use it either. So back to our question. So Ella asked the Gemara b'kashin, we're talking about over here with stiff materials, like felt, says Rashi. Felterer. Yeah. And over here, apparently there's no issa of kilayim with regards to like hard materials, even they will contain kilayim. B'chiha, like this case, the Amar Rav Huna, Reid Rav Yeshua, Hai Namta. So Namta is felt, Rashi says. Gamda means hard. So this hard felt, that's something they make a hat out of. Yeah, to Norash, Dalid is a prefix, Norash is a place. Sharia means it's permissible. Yeah, you can sit on it, says Rashi. So you can sit on this thing.
What's the Norash?
Dirt Norash is of a place. Norash is a place.
Norash.
It's a Norash. Yeah. Norash. Yeah. So I'm a Rav Papa. In a similar case, right? Ardalin. So Ardalin over here. So this is hard. This Rash is hard to read. Over here, they seem to understand it's something you put underneath your feet.
Modern
Glashes. All right. Right. So basically, it's got these a kalayim insole or you know sole or something like this. Yeah, and it's hard. In Mishum Kalayim, there's no problem with Kalayim. Okay. Now, we're carrying on with Hilchas Kalayim over here. We got into the sugi now. Amar Rava, says Rava, Hani Tsurori. Tsurori means to like a tsuror of Masachois, right? A bunch of keys. But it means something when you bind something together, the pashiti of coins. Basically, it's a money pack. Money, you know, when you see with the gnomes, whatever, you know, those little things with the pack, the money bag. You know, whatever, yeah? So you use it, it's made out of kalayim, yeah? So you've got it, de peshiti, dalad is a prefix, peshiti means is a kind of coin, yeah? Ein behem mishum kalayim. There's no problem of kalayim with these. When Rashi explains, because if you put these things in your lap, the money makes it hard, right? And it's not going to, and as soon as it's stiff, it's not going to heat a person up. And it's basically not benefiting from the kalayim, it won't be a problem. But de bizrani, dal is the prefix. Bizrani means zroi and means seeds. But if it would be a little sack or a little pouch of seeds, yesh behem mishum kalayim, it would be a problem with kalayim because they're somewhat soft. I suppose the small seeds, and it's like a beanbag kind of thing. It like you know, and it'll go around you, and it will hit you up. So that will be a problem. Now Rabbi Ashi disagrees. He says like this. Whether it's the coin one or whether it's the seed one, in mushum kalayim, there's no problem of kalayim. Yeah, why? The fish ain't derechimum b'kach, right? Because it's not the way to you know that's not called wearing things, right? So therefore that won't be a problem. Okay, I'm going to stop here because I was sick last night and I thought this would take longer than it did.